Step 3. We made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. As addicts, we turned our will and our lives over many times to a destructive power. Our will and our lives were controlled by drugs. We were trapped by our need for instant gratification that drugs gave us. During that time, our total being, body, mind, and spirit, was dominated by drugs. For a time, it was pleasurable. Then the euphoria began to wear off and we saw the ugly side of addiction. We found that the higher our drugs took us, the lower they brought us. We faced two choices. Either we suffered the pain of withdrawal or took more drugs. For all of us, the day came when there was no longer a choice. We had to use. Having given our will and our lives to our addiction, in utter desperation, we looked for another way. In Narcotics Anonymous, we decide to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. This is a giant step. We don't have to be religious. Anyone can take this step. All that is required is willingness. All that is essential is that we open the door to a power greater than ourselves. Our concept of God comes not from dogma, but from what we believe and from what works for us. Many of us understand God to be simply whatever force keeps us clean. The right to a God of your understanding is total and without any catches. Because we have this right, it is necessary to be honest about our belief if we are to grow spiritually. We found that all we needed to do was try. When we gave our best effort, the program worked for us as it has worked for countless others. The third step does not say, we turned our will and our lives over to the care of God. It says, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. We made the decision. It was not made for us by the drugs, our families, a probation officer, judge, therapist, or doctor. We made it. For the first time since that first high, we have made a decision for ourselves. The word decision implies action. This decision is based on faith. We have only to believe that the miracle that we see working in the lives of clean addicts can happen to any addict with the desire to change. We simply realize there is a force for spiritual growth that can help us become more tolerant, patient, and useful in helping others. Many of us have said, take my will and my life. Guide me in my recovery. Show me how to live. The relief of letting go and letting God helps us develop a life that is worth living. Surrendering to the will of our higher power gets easier with daily practice. When we honestly try, it works. Many of us start our day with a simple request for guidance from our higher power. Although we know that turning it over works, we may still take our will and life back. We may even get angry because God permits it. At times during our recovery, the decision to ask for God's help is our greatest source of strength and courage. We cannot make this decision often enough. We surrender quietly and let the God of our understanding take care of us. At first, our heads reeled with the questions, what will happen when I turn my life over? Will I become perfect? We may have been more realistic than this. Some of us had to turn to an experienced NA member and ask, what was it like for you? The answer will vary from member to member. Most of us feel open-mindedness, willingness, and surrender are the keys to this step. We have surrendered our will and our lives to the care of a power greater than ourselves. If we are thorough and sincere, we will notice a change for the better. Our fears are lessened, and faith begins to grow as we learn the true meaning of surrender. We are no longer fighting fear, anger, guilt, self-pity, or depression. We realize that the power that brought us to this program is still with us and will continue to guide us if we allow it. We are slowly beginning to lose the paralyzing fear of hopelessness. The proof of this step is shown in the way we live. We have come to enjoy living clean and want more of the good things that the NA Fellowship holds for us. We know now that we cannot pause in our spiritual program. We want all that we can get. We are now ready for our first honest self-appraisal, and we begin with step 4.